Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Well, we have to start off with ranking you, Nick, and Martin for delusional.
Well, what tendency. About you, Eric?
I'm like at the bottom of that. Okay. For sure.
Yeah. And welcome to episode 104 of the Talking Hockey Podcast.
Don't shout.
Yo, Martin. Chill. Jeez. Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. Here today.
I know. It's a joke, Martin.
With high energy.
Literally shouting.
High energy podcast. We're doing it early because we got Eric back. Eric figured out the Mexican Wi-Fi. And somehow, when he's in Canada, he has to work till 11 p.m. But when he's in Mexico, he can say, I'm done work at 5.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, apparently. Done work at 5:30/6.
Yeah. Yes. So wow. Now he can do the podcast at 6. I don't know where this Eric is in Canada. But yeah.
This Eric has decided for this month. Eric's living up in Mexico and therefore not working till 8 or 9 p.m. every night.
Does respect. Your company know Eric and Eric is in Mexico?
Should I be talking?
Welcome back, everyone, to the Talking Hockey Podcast. It's your favorite producer, Luke, here to remind you to follow and subscribe on whatever streaming service you use. Leave a review on Apple, visit our website, talkinghockeypodcast.com, and follow us on Instagram at Talking Hockey for daily content. Now, let's get into today's episode with your favorite group of guys, Luke, Eric, Ty, and Martin.
Talking Hockey Media does your first priority does.
Yeah, but your first job. The one that pays you the big bucks. And you have like 100% equity because you don't give it to us. So
the page is dead. Yeah. We tried posting the TikTok content and everyone said, what the fuck is this? Go back to not posting.
Did people actually say that?
I literally didn't even see.
Who said that?
There's just like a couple people. It was funny. Okay.
Oh, yeah. One guy I responded to saying, he's like, have you been in prison? I was like, yeah. Like,
so, prison of my own making.
So, Eric, we have to ask you, how's Mexico?
Mexico's literally, I'm going to move here. I genuinely want to move here. Like, living here is such a, it's my vibe. It's all my vibe.
Do you have any Latina honeys for Luke?
He's not allowed to talk.
I do not have any Latina honeys for Luke yet. If nice. He comes down to visit, we can definitely hook him up with some Latina honeys. Because
I don't think I need your help.
Luke might be a Mexico 7, you know?
Wait, what am I in Canada, Eric?
That's a good question. I don't
am I higher or lower?
You're a 10 in my heart. That's the only thing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. But I think I'm more attractive in Mexico. So, you know.
Is that because people are shorter?
Yes, it is. It's the fact.
I was going to say the skin tone, too.
I was telling Martin the other day, we were at the club, and I actually felt like average height for like most of the girls because nobody's wearing heels, like 6-inch heels and shit because it's fucking hot as balls and nobody wants to deal with that shit. I was just like, this is actually nice. This is what it feels like to be like normal height, you know?
Sounds like I'd be a 10 in
Mexico then. Yeah. I'd just be height. Towering over yeah. like
just the height. I'd be in a club and I'd just be like, well, I can see Eric. You're the all the way down yeah. there, yeah. I'd be taller than the bouncer, probably.
When Eric's the next tallest person you see, you
have problems. Okay, not that extreme, but there's also like there's a shit ton of white people here, man. Like,
oh, they're everywhere. I assume so.
True.
They are everywhere. White like, people so are a people disease. They're a virus. Vacationing / living here, like we've already met. Like,
are they Americans or Canadian? Or they're, European.
I mean, we met like some people here that are Canadian. We met some Germans, met some American. Like they're coming from all over. White people just migrate to.
They're colonizers.
Warmer what places. They do.
Yeah, so, the colonizers.
Eric, this is. I'm asking for a friend. Mm-hmm. Where do you find the big booty Latinas?
You find them literally. You just walk outside. Ty, just come and we can hook you up with some nice ones.
Ty's not
I
into
knew that was going to be his answer. Yeah. Just walk outside. Just walk onto the beach.
And we're literally where we are. I'm not even kidding. We're on the main, like I'm telling you, we're on the main street of like Playa. It's just like everybody's there, like always. Like you just walk outside, you'll see like 100 people.
All right, Luke, you want to go one weekend?
Maybe. But I was just going to say Ty's not into women of that demographic. Number one on Ty's list is actually women who show him attention.
Yeah.
And that's really so nobody. It. That's his list. And so if they are alt, if they're alt girls with tattoos, then they're a huge priority.
Fictional women.
If you're an alt girl with tattoos who loves to dominate and would love to show attention to a guy like Ty, then please, and you listen to this podcast.
Actually, there's quite a few of those types here that I've seen for sure. Like you see them walking around with their like Ty-esque guy, like you know?
Yeah.
Like I've actually seen it. I'm not. I swear on my life, I've seen it quite a bit. Like you see like the girl, a lot of tattoos, looks like but she's the like the alpha. And then there's just like a lanky fucking white dude or something.
The Ty-esque guy. Like, probably yeah. has some money in comparison.
He probably Ty. Does. They probably do have some money in comparison so to Ty.
So Ty.
Ty works in insurance.
There's the formula.
Okay.
There's the formula.
But Ty money also would be a lot more rich here. Desire. Like I pay. We go out. We keep going out for food here, and we're paying like $6, $7 for like gigantic meals of food.
Canadian.
Here. Yeah.
Do you get the pesos?
Like I could easily spend $50 a week on food here and eat like a king. It gets fucking yeah. unreal.
Is Coke cheaper than water? Like Coca-Cola, sorry. Is it cheaper than water? Sorry. I had to clarify that. Yeah.
I don't know because I haven't really bought Coca-Cola here.
If you find a
we have
a
been
Coke?
Offered Coke I've every heard, single day since we got here.
I've heard.
Have you accepted?
What?
Have you
have
accepted?
Have I partaken?
It? Yeah.
No, I have not partaken in the random drug dealers on the streets of Mexico.
Only the legit ones that you find on Kijiji, Mexico.
Exactly. Of course. The Mexican version of Kijiji.
Yeah.
I've heard Mexicans drink Coca-Cola like it
was. Yeah, that's why I was asking.
Like, yeah.
It is everywhere. It is mm-hmm. everywhere.
If like you find a bottle thing. That's custom to the city you're in or Mexico, could you buy it for me?
For Coca-Cola? Oh, yeah, you have yeah. your little Coca-Cola. Oh.
Yeah, bro, I have 45 yeah, bottles.
100%. Yeah, if I find one, I'll definitely grab it for you.
Thank you.
Okay, and my last Mexico-related question to you is, again, I'm asking for a friend, is how is Juanita? Oh.
Luke's how's she doing there? How's she making it?
She's good. She's loving it. We're all living life. We all want to extend for another couple weeks. So it's a good time.
Nice.
And you got bunk beds there. Who's bunking with you?
Me and Lauren are switching. So me and him are alternating on the couch.
You're not a power top and power bottom?
Let's no, see, like, we aren't switch doing it up power top, power bottom thing.
Wait, why is someone not sleeping in the top and bottom bunk? Like I don't
Well, Eric like snores. I think Lauren snores.
No, Eric snores.
Eric doesn't snore.
Like Michael. Is it as bad
no,
as that?
No, Lauren doesn't. No, not even close to that. Not even like a little bit close to that. But apparently he snores a bit.
Bad.
So
that was
so
a bad
we switched it. Yeah. When we were at Martin's house, the dude that was sleeping beside me snored like a
and you decide to sleep right in between them.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like me, Michael, Robert, and then this guy, like, you literally could go leave the house, walk down the street, and probably still hear this man snore. Like, it was insane.
Didn't he have like a machine?
And he wonders why
he needs a CPAP.
No, he needs
a CPAP. He needs one. He wonders why he has girl problems.
Yeah, it's like because no girl can stay over ever without murdering him.
Yeah.
Right? Halfway through the night, I'm like, I could just end it right now.
Explain that with Ty, and Ty doesn't have snoring issues.
So. I actually do. I snore a lot.
Oh.
I scream in my sleep,
it's
too.
It's not even that hard to fix.
I can't tell if you're serious or not.
No, I do scream in my sleep. Hard.
Oh.
It's not hard to fix snoring. Like, it's actually quite easy. So I don't know why people don't just do it.
Yeah, blow all your nose before you go to bed.
That is 10 minutes of our banter that we usually do.
We did also listening. Have a ranking that we had to
yes.
discuss.
Yeah. Oh, ranking of women or ranking of,
no.
of who's dumbest?
No, ranking no, we of do who's not more rank delusional. Women,
that
is
sorry.
Unethical.
There is no ranking of women, ever.
Sorry, take that out, Luke. Done. It's sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Every woman is a queen. That's
exactly.
It, that's all
correct.
We are ranking,
Juanita.
However,
Juanita,
the morons.
Juanita is queen.
I hope your AirPods aren't turned on. I hope they're just for show right now.
Her brother is like 8 meters away, so
it's pretty far.
We did want to, for the listeners, to rank the irrationality / delusional tendencies of Martin, Ty, and frequent guest on the podcast, supposed goalie expert Nick.
Yeah.
And this ranking was going to come out because there's been some interesting comments made by Martin recently that has made us think that he's approaching Ty and Nick level.
Whoa. Eric, we share a brain. We share common opinions.
We share very few common opinions.
But the past few weeks, man, we have been on point. We are connecting.
Ty has improved slightly, but I've also seen some questionable things. So I'm not quite there, you know. His doubt of Caulfield being a good player, and
you just don't like that because he's 5'7".
We do love our short kings on the Talking Hockey podcast, but he also scored 2 goals in 8 seconds the other night. So you gotta respect the man's.
Okay, but I think that my the things that I say.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a time I've been wrong.
Many times.
Every
tell me
time.
A time I've been wrong.
All of the times.
Being bad.
He is, but like, you're telling me the first.
Marner is what, like second or third in the league in points since the new year? Right
okay.
Now?
But that's Martin. I've never doubted that Marner's a bad or a good player. He pisses me off. He's the most annoying player in the league because he can go through phases where he is like unplayable. And
I
then
never
he goes.
Said Marner was bad, FYI.
And then he goes through phases where
Martin just said that he preferred Brady Tkachuk over Marner, which was also
no. What he said was, I would prefer Brady Tkachuk at $8.5 million at any salary over Mitch Marner at League Min.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
That's a correction.
Yeah, that's even.
That was also that's even the worst take almost.
Is Toronto gonna ever win a cup with Marner on the team? We don't.
Is
know.
Ottawa ever gonna make the playoffs again? Who knows? Wow. To be determined.
Jeez.
Ottawa's actually a good team if you take away the 23 losses that they have. You see?
If
you
take
understand.
Away the 25 teams in front of them in the standings, Ottawa's a really good team. They'd actually be first in the league.
So
if
for
they
context,
won every game they lost, we talked about it last week a little bit.
Oh, you talked about
it? Yeah,
where
we talked about
basically
it last
said,
week,
you know, one, if you take away all their one goal and two goal loss game.
It's true. Martin has had at worst takes of late that I can remember more.
Yeah,
bad
Martin's really gone downhill with his takes. Whereas
Nick
Ty's
has
kind
never
of...
had a good take, so it's really easy to think of his bad takes.
Nick's consistently just all awful.
Ty...
And it's funny because it's like almost universally agreed upon. All of us, all listeners.
But
you know,
Martin
like...
was agreeing with Nick the other day about, you can't use stats to rate defensemen and goalies, blah, blah, blah. This guy's good because I say he's good.
I said I was closer to agreeing with Nick than
No. I agree with Nick is what was said.
You did say you agree with Nick.
But I think there was there was something about the statement that made it that specific.
So,
I might agree with Nick on this one. Or
for everyone wondering, this was referencing this. How we were. First off, Nick was being crazy and saying Fleury would, you know, give the Leafs the cup basically if they got him, and then Ty went and showed him just some, you know, standard.
No,
evidence
I don't agree
to
with
show
Nick on that one.
That
wasn't it. That
yeah, I know. It was the Manson thing, but I'm giving context first. So he was saying, you know, Fleury's what, 50th in the league in like goals saved above expected this year or something like
56th.
That? Like
Mrazek 56th. Mrazek is 55th.
And Mrazek is 55th, and Jack Campbell's like 28th.
20
something,
yeah.
So all not doing good, but for some reason, Fleury's going to win them the cup. And
when, yeah. So what the conversation
a lot of
was,
people in Nick's defense, a lot of people are saying that it's not just Nick.
It's Fleury's name value, right? Like
that is it. It's just that is all that it is.
And you think that Fleury is worth, and this is kind of maybe going to touch on our trade deadline talks, like Chicago saying that Fleury, the asking price for Fleury is basically a first round pick and a prospect, and you're getting a marginal upgrade in net based on his performance this year. And you can try to argue that, oh, Chicago's defense is bad, he has no help in front of him, blah 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 blah, which is why even you look at any of his traditional stats like .906 save percentage.
I think
great goal saved above expected. If you want to look more advanced, not great.
Biggest argument is the amount of cups he has. Like that's it. Like it's
he won two of them sitting on the bench.
I know. Yeah. I agree. I don't disagree on that one. And he's also had Sidney Crosby in front of him and Chris Letang
and Malkin.
So it's like, yeah, did Fleury really win anything? But
he is his career.
That's a hockey. We've talked about that before. Like that's a hockey mindset. That's a hockey.
And he has had a couple good playoff runs too, to give him
like the Vegas,
especially
one. Yeah,
in more recent history, for sure.
Right. But, and to preemptively defend myself on the
wait, no, Martin, shut up. Let's give context for Manson. So Manson trade happened. He gets traded for a second round pick at 50% retention plus some prospects.
Jeremy Hellison.
He's a second round pick
in 2019.
He's like, you know, he's not, I don't think he's even worth a second today. Like nobody would trade a second for him. I think he's might be worth like a, you know, a fourth round pick or something like that. Like he's not.
Scout
really
Ty says he is a shutdown defenseman sort of guy.
He is a shutdown defenseman with very little offense.
After this, we got to talk
like
about
20% make chance of making the NHL.
We got to talk about that guy that's in San Jose that everybody wants apparently, and he's garnering a second round pick. And I think that's insane for this guy.
Okay, Martin, let's focus on one thing at a time.
Focus on one topic at a time.
No, I'm just saying we need to talk about that later.
Okay, we will talk about it.
Write
it down, Martin. Write it down so we know.
And now we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now we'll get back into the show.
But yeah, so anyway, the Manson trade happens. People were talking about him getting a first and a prospect and all this crazy stuff. And he ends up getting traded for a second rounder and a guy probably not going to make the NHL. And so
I do think that's like a media thing.
It is definitely a media thing. But there was, they also interviewed execs at NHL teams to determine what his value was, and that's what execs were saying. And they were saying, you know, if the Leafs got him, they'd have to give up, you know, Hirvonen and a first round pick, or Topi Niemelä and a first round pick and shit like that for him. Like, just crazy ass trades that made no sense. He gets traded for, you know, way below that value.
With
and then,
retention.
You know, people post his player cards and all that stuff, all his analytics, and you know, it shows over the last 2 years he's been bad. To say, you know, obviously Anaheim's
those micro stats were not bad. Like
the micro stats showed that he was okay, and then Martin defense for Manson.
Those were exactly Josh Manson for. Those micro stats showed it.
Sure, it was just the way you went about the argument that
I was so confused what you were saying. I wasn't sure if you were pro. You said you weren't pro stats, and then
he hated stats and then saw the micro stats, and he's like, "Yeah, great."
I was like, "What is your point right now?" And I just
he was like, "No, I agree with Nick. Stats are bad, but actually, his stats show he's really good."
I was lost.
And then I'm like, "Martin, how many Josh Manson games have you watched in the last two seasons?" And I was like, "I bet it's less than." Six, you've probably watched Anaheim like twice.
But yeah, the two times they played Ottawa.
The two times they played Ottawa in the last 2 years.
I like Josh Manson. I think he's.
Like Josh Manson from like 3 years ago. Yeah, that's the possible. Josh Manson you're thinking.
That's possible.
Martin made a very passionate defense. I'm not saying Manson can't be improved on Colorado. In fact, he probably will.
If Josh Manson's playing the fifth defensive role on Colorado. Like, that's good.
Yeah, he's basically sticking with the Eric Johnson role in a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's good. Like, they upgraded.
I think the most telling part about Martin going down in the delusion, or I guess up in the delusional rankings, is the fact that he engages with people in the Facebook comments. Like,
yeah, that was what's really troubling us, Martin. It's the fact that you are now getting so angry. It's not even the Instagram comments, it's the Facebook comments. You aged up two decades.
He's on like CBC on Facebook arguing with people on an article.
Yeah, and then he argues it, and then I'd be like, this is the exact same logic that they use in their arguments. He's like, no, this is the better way to go. You have to fight them with the same mindset. And I'm like, how does that make any sense?
With those people, you do have to fight them with the same mindset. Some of those people literally voted for Trump because he's a powerful thinking person. Like, that's why they voted for him, pretty much.
Yeah, people like this. A strong leader.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't think combating it with the exact same stuff from the but opposite side.
A strong thought in the other way.
No, because they don't think.
So that we're all just dug in with our stupid ass.
Strong thought doesn't matter because the thought is not the problem.
So
anyways,
I think
the point is, Martin has definitely risen. If we're just measuring the last, let's say, 3 weeks of the delusional rankings, I'd have to say Nick's number one still because, you know,
Nick's never said anything that makes sense. That's why he's great on TikTok.
Couple weeks, yeah, that is why he's great on TikTok. And number two, we have to put Martin. Martin, I'm sorry, so. But you that's have fair. Risen yeah, above Ty. You're above Ty. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Ty honestly has. I mean, I've been bad with keeping up with the chat to the detail that I usually do. But
which is
Ty low. Hasn't expressed many delusional takes in the last couple weeks. I don't know if he's maturing as a person. I doubt it.
Thank you.
I don't know if he's getting smarter or what, but
Eric, it's because I listen to you.
It's because he's getting late. That's for sure.
I was gonna make that joke.
Okay, I just want to say the reason why this all started is because there was a game. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. Ottawa won 3-1 against St. Louis, and that's when Martin just dropped in the chat, you can't say Ottawa's a bad team, and they followed that up with 4 straight losses, 2 of them to Arizona.
Yeah, but both of them were one-goal games. Even though they lost by 3 and lost by 2, they were both one-goal games because 3 of those goals were empty nets. So, joke's on you, Ty.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, you know what? Ottawa's a bad team. You can say Ottawa's a bad team.
You should say Ottawa's
a bad
team.
You should say Ottawa's a bad team.
Ottawa's a bottom third team.
That's bad.
By definition, they are definitely a bottom third team. They're also a bottom quarter team.
And
also
anything in the bottom
team.
They're not a bottom fifth team.
Okay, but
they're not a bottom fifth team.
Martin, if you see someone in the bottom third, right, would you not just say, wow, this thing is really bad?
If you see them in the standings
like
in the bottom,
bottom
fifth, you're also like they're
right now in the league, which is like they're better than what they're showing.
That's the bottom.
I've said this before.
You know who's also better than what they're showing, and you hate on them all the time? The Leafs. The Leafs are also better than they're showing.
Oh, I have to hate on the Leafs though. Like it's like a mandatory thing.
And we have to hate on Ottawa because you're a broke organization and you have nothing going for you.
I actually like Ottawa. I just shit on Ottawa because Martin's just stupid.
You have to hate on the Leafs because they shouldn't be a broke organization. And
they're not
a broke
organization.
They were broken for like 15 years. They were just bad.
And now they're not. It took them. Their rebuild was 1 year. They got the right management in place, and 1 year later, they were in the playoffs.
Okay. This is my point for Ty being the most delusional person. Ty doesn't think Leafs fans are the worst fan base. The Leafs are by far the worst fan base.
For the
reading,
record, Ty just
going
went
on Twitter.
Yeah,
that was
a noise.
he glitched. He looked like a cartoon from Bugs Bunny when they see something. The reading Leafs fans' reactions after the Matthews cross check to Deline's face was the most annoying thing I've ever seen.
You're acting like that doesn't happen to other teams.
Yeah,
as well.
I do think
I'm not acting like it doesn't happen to
Luke
other teams.
Over exaggerates how bad the Leafs are because he's so in it. But once you like step outside of it,
no. I follow other fan bases. Yeah. I know they do the same stuff.
So many.
Exactly. They have it to the same scale and they're way more it's just as many delusional people, just a larger scale, which I would argue makes them the worst fan base.
Which probably makes you the worst fan
base. But then every other fan base in the league absolutely hates the Leafs. You have people, one of them's in this call right now, who thinks that Matthews isn't a top 5 player in the league.
I have no issue with that. That just points to his own stupidity, not ours.
I never said that. Also,
You did say that.
No,
I do remember you saying that.
You said there's five players that you could name. You said there's five players that you could name that are better that you would take over Matthews. And Huberto, not the heart-winning Huberto, was on that list. This you did. We can you pull did. That up. There's
that was also did. A long time ago.
That was it four. Was... That was like maybe 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And also, I'm pretty sure, like an hour later, I sent my top five, and it was. And it
That's also true.
But, Matt, but
it was an hour was, later. An but you hour did later. Pay, an you hour did after pay. Consideration.
At minimum, if after if in that list you didn't have Matthews at minimum third, then you're crazy.
You did say Matthews would be on the bottom half of this team, and it depends on how well other people do.
What team?
Or of that list? Sorry, of that list.
List.
Yeah. You weren't like safely half, putting so Matthews still, in still, the top five. You were like still. He's
you had
there
at five.
Third
said...
or third or fourth or fifth.
You had him five. You had him five.
Yeah, I think I did. That sounds about right.
Luke's
I like Huberto, though. I like Huberto.
We know you good. Like Huberto.
Okay. Yeah. So let
we should
us,
get on to like real topics now, eh?
Okay. So about trade suspensions deadline. And refs. No, suspensions and refs.
Eric, do you have to, Ty, do you have to leave at 7?
Yeah, I do. So we got to speed this shit. Up. I got a hard cut off at 7. Still working.
Still cut, just cut off.
This is what they buy.
Ty's a working man.
Working man right now. So suspensions, people calling out the refs over the past week was a big thing. Gabriel Landeskog, in his press conference, was like, I've been in this league for 11 years. I've never complained about the officials once, but I just think that this is crazy. And he talked about the whole play that happened and the double standard, essentially, right? There was a soft call against Colorado. And then, you know, later on in the game, Kadri took a high stick or a slash or something like that. And they said it was embellishment. And he had two conversations with the same ref. And he said one was a penalty. The other one was not a penalty because Kadri's an embellisher, essentially, is what was hinted at. Do you think that more players should call out refs, Luke?
So I just want to add
I've
one
been saying this. Go ahead. Yeah, quickly. Go ahead.
It's that Colorado has had the best penalty differential in the league for the last 4 years.
First. There is, and I will say this, and I think it's been proven, there is a bias in the league based on like the perspectives of the team. So the past 3 or 4 years, Colorado's been seen as this high speed team, right? Never called soft in their I don't think anyone's ever considered them a soft team, but you know, a high skill, fast paced team. They're drawing a lot of penalties because there's this bias essentially for it, right? Whereas then Toronto, who's been in the 20th to 30th in the past couple of years for you know, penalties drawn, is seen as like a soft team, right? And they don't get the calls that call. I have never seen, watch Colorado games, I've never seen a team get so many borderline calls go their way.
It is a little ridiculous that a guy like Austin Matthews that is in the heart conversation has 8 penalties drawn this year. That's
and it's insane. And you even saw that one, right? Like you even saw the the same night that Landeskog called the officials. You saw Matthews like freak out on the officials. Jacob Chychrun holding Matthews' stick and on a back check.
And goes and scores.
He goes and scores. In front of, what's the ref watching? The puck was right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they don't want to dictate the game, Ty. By doing that, they dictate the game. it's one of the dumbest things.
I think
we've had this
call penalties when they see it. That's how you don't dictate the game because you have the best defense.
And players would adjust.
What I was supposed to. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a huge argument to be made. That night there was like 3 great comments. Landeskog. Well, I guess the Leafs. What frustrates them the most with the Leafs is that I think they're smart enough to know that they shouldn't engage with it because if they do, it would be bad news. It's not going to help them in any way. But I still think they should make the comment. And no one's going to – again, I know that there's a lot of the fan bases that hate the Leafs. A lot of people were coming out saying Matthews was soft for not – he should have skated through it. He shouldn't have given
up on the
play.
Anthony Stewart said right after the game.
Yeah, he said right after the game. He said skate through it. You know, the refs, we don't want to decide a game. Anthony Stewart's a moron.
I didn't watch it.
Nice.
But I heard Matthews kind of like held up and stopped.
Okay, he did. His momentum was completely shut down.
Okay, even in – the soccer level I played, they were like, if you see any sort of thing like that you think is a call and it's not called yet, keep going. Keep going.
Yes.
Keep going until the whistle is blown.
Martin.
I
that yes, like, I understand saying, that. I understand that. If you watch the play, his yes, shut up. His stick was held at the and the guy in front of him is going full speed.
Yeah, yeah.
You hold slow down. There's no chance you have of catching up. What is he supposed to do? The best play he does is take out the third guy coming in or hopefully get a rebound. There's no way he's catching up after that. Like, it's more.
I heard he could have dropped his stick.
And then what?
And then what? Held the guy? Dove and tripped the guy?
No, but it would have been obvious at that point because it would have been in.
It was obvious.
Then that's embellishment. And it was already obvious.
No, but then, no, you can't get embellishment on a held stick.
Did you see what they called Michael Bunting? They fined Michael Bunting for embellishment a couple weeks.
Embellishment on a held stick?
We have this issue all the time where they call both the penalty and embellishment at the same time for the same
Yeah, but that's better than getting a goal score.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if he did drop the stick, he could have got a penalty and drawn a penalty.
Well, just drop the stick, and then it's literally, like, don't do this. Don't do what I'm doing, which is holding your hands up.
It wouldn't have done anything. It wouldn't have.
I don't think I would have done anything. They would have
because it would have been quite obvious.
Then you would have said, what if they didn't? And then he's like, oh, he definitely gave up on the play. He dropped his stick.
Right.
But then it's
double standard.
But there's a video. But there would be video because it would literally
there
be
was
in Chetra's
already
hand.
Video. There was already.
Like, Martin, Matthews
Martin,
would
hey,
drop
Martin,
the
I'm,
stick
Martin,
and
Martin,
it would
I'm
be
muting
a
you. Martin, I'm muting you.
You actually muted him?
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. That was the worst take I've ever heard.
Luke has too much power. Oh, shit.
Going up on the delusional charts. Holy shit.
Martin, is Martin number one now?
Movie video. There was already video of a hold, bro. What do you mean video evidence? You can unmute yourself now. You have to do it yourself.
But it would make it more obvious to the ref because if the ref tried to claim like after the game, "Hey, I didn't
if
see
that
it," like
wasn't
it would just
obvious
get him in
to
more
you,
trouble.
If that wasn't obvious to you, you don't deserve a job in the NHL. Well, quite frankly,
fair
we hate on any player that gives up on a play like Matthews, and we don't hate on the ref for not calling a very simple hold. Where that's a double standard.
Yeah, I'm.
The
I'm
NHL
blaming
ref
the
should be held to the
one.
Same standard Definitely. That McDavid is if they're a good ref. Like, it's moronic.
I don't know if Martin at least admits it. I'm definitely blaming the victim.
I'm just saying there's more he could have done.
I still stand by the fact that refs should be available post-game for brutal calls like that. I know Ty doesn't think it would do anything, but I think there would. There would be 100% more accountability.
They're just going to say.
I agree with Luke on that one.
They're just going to say, I didn't think it was a penalty.
And they would get so much bad publicity
they would get
for thinking
a lot
they already
of bad
do.
Bad.
I agree with both.
But they
Luke
would.
And
I think but Gary it, would actually have to tune in a little bit more.
Yeah,
I don't think Gary's on Twitter.
There it is.
Getting
there it is.
Bad publicity. I think if you put the guy on TV and people hate it, you're gonna get way more direct flack to Gary Bettman.
Gary Bettman at the All-Star game at his press conference said that he thinks that this Arizona franchise idea for having an arena at a university with 5,000 fans is a benefit to the league.
Yeah, we got
straight
it.
Straight-faced, smug look on his face. You think this is going to change anything? He gives zero shit about bad publicity.
It's because Phoenix is a money laundering scheme. We've been over this. There's no other reason for them to be there, okay? This is
right.
I think reffing is a completely different idea, like concept.
So Luke, let's put you at your minor midget reffing career, okay?
Yeah.
Or peewee reffing career.
I do think refs make mistakes. Like, is a
100%.
Fair
so,
thing
did,
that
what
mistakes.
Difference would it make if after the game parents could come up to you and say, "Why didn't you call that a penalty?"
Whoa. Don't go minor
no,
midget on that
whoa,
one.
Whoa,
I just
whoa,
I just
whoa,
watched
whoa.
This video.
We're not doing the parents.
This, like, minor midget
and
thing. Yeah.
Reporters.
It was
a very
bad.
Different thing.
Bad. Yeah.
Parents are like
are ruthless.
Would that? Would
it's
that
not
make equivalent. You call penalties
it's not
more often next
at
time?
All. No, because I got. They're more emotional than reporters.
I'd
are.
honestly, if it was me and I had to answer to the parents, I would actually go against their team the next time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would tell the kids to elbow kids in the head.
But also, right. We're not professionally paid referees making $100,000.
Yeah. Well, Luke was. Luke was a. I've seen Luke ref. He was a professional. He was a very high quality ref.
Thank you.
Through the puck. He didn't do peewee. He did like tyke, like 5 year olds, he would take the puck and throw it in the corner.
I think it's ridiculous to make the equivalency that we're hiring, we're even equating and holding midget kids or referees to the same standard as
Ty, you have me moving you back up the delusion.
Okay, but listen, we've had this conversation.
It's a swaying thing.
I know we have, and you're still wrong.
I'm not. What are they going to do? All it's going to do, and I know this because anytime like a player calls out a ref or a team calls out a ref, they get fined. And actually, the next, you know, the refs are always going to have it in the back of their mind. I'm going to stand up for my referee buddy, and I'm not going to call even. I'm going to make this even worse for them.
Oh, for sure.
They're not getting any calls. Nazem Kadri isn't getting any calls because he's a big diver.
If you
standing up for buddies would be a big thing in refereeing.
If you interview
all those guys are
publicly,
really good friends.
If you interviewed them publicly, there would be a
they
lot
more. They would just
more,
stand up for each other more, too.
But then they look publicly worse. They look, if they did that.
They already look publicly pretty bad.
I know,
bad.
But this is what I mean.
Look at the leagues where they do this, okay?
Ty, no, stop talking. What is your point? Why did you want to talk about reffing and suspensions tonight if you have no solution?
The solution
is... Is your solution just to rant about it? Or
I think there's a mandate from the NHL to...
Right.
Be
Elliot said this. Elliot said this in 32 Thoughts. He said the league mandate is if you're unsure, you're not 100% sure.
I think these refs are calling to the NHL standard.
Yeah.
I mean, but if you aren't, it makes sense to say if you're not 100% sure, don't call it.
And the league directive is like they
prefer
like a more
defensive game. But there's so many instances of stuff that you looking on the camera, you're like, I'm not sure. And they call it. And then there's so many instances where it's like, that's so odd. Like, blatantly obvious, and they still don't call it, and it's all tied to game state.
Yeah.
So
if you watch a game and solely focus on the ref, you'll see how many times a ref's about to put his hand up for a penalty, and then like kind of puts it up, then puts it back down again, and you're like, what was that thought process?
Putting the refs on the stand, which is basically what putting them in front of the media would be, is also rough because they have an NHL ref. Shortage like people wanting to be refs, people committing to it, so like I feel like that would add to the shortage, which
I feel like that's because of the shitty experiences they have to the NHL, not the shitty experience they have in the NHL, because they don't have a shitty experience in the NHL. They're the most protected NHL asset out there, more than superstars.
I feel like they might get death threat like from fans and stuff. Like I bet
there's
players
do.
Players get death threats.
Terry Fraser does, still from 1993.
Death threats.
Yeah, players get death threats at like
they're
making like $5 million a year. The ref is making.
Listen, I don't feel bad for any ref. I mean, if they get death threats, yeah, I do. But I still think they should be held publicly.
Glad you added that in.
Yeah.
Glad you added it.
Looks like I just want every ref to die.
No.
Them all hanged.
I just want them to test putting refs in front of the media. I refuse to believe that it doesn't work because they haven't tried it. They've never showed inclination to do it. That's just the way it is.
No organization has.
Yeah, they have. No. NBA does. They have the last 2-minute report. Yeah. Every single
NBA is actually like the NBA doesn't have perfect refereeing by any means, but
exactly. But they do that. Does that mean
actually at least auditing a bit?
How many poor games, poorly officiated games, do you still see in
the
NBA?
The NBA has had huge problems with refereeing, so there might be a reason for that.
But and then like where MLB, worst officiating I've ever seen in my life.
And they're getting replaced by fucking robots.
Right. But like Joe West was an umpire for since 1973, some shit
that.
He just retired this year. And he was the worst official I have ever seen in my life. The worst umpire. He would talk to the media after the games. The MLB had to tell him to like chill the fuck out. He would go on the media and just talk shit about players, talk shit about the games that he called. He would be like, I don't give a shit.
So maybe that's why the NHL doesn't do it, because these referees
won't even give a shit.
Yeah, the refs will probably be like, I hate Kadri.
I literally dislike him. Wasn't there the one?
Anyways, we should shift off this. We got a lot of stuff to do. We're not even going to get to the trade deadline. We're not. Unless we do like a second episode.
Maybe we just do the episode where we analyze the trade deadline.
Yeah,
a little bit
I think that's probably what we'll do. But we need to get to the suspensions. Because I think if we're getting to more inconsistency in the NHL, we probably should talk about the Department of Player Safety.
Hey, Eric, you want a burger?
I'm good. They're all cooking, but I'm like, nice. I'm eating out every single day.
Because it's only $6. Like,
you don't have more than enough exactly. to eat at home?
Good one, Luke. That was going to say you. That too.
Yeah, thanks. No, so I think we should talk about the Department of Player Safety. Another thing that I don't know how Bettman has not addressed this. Brutal. I know there was a lot of people being like, Matthews 100% deserved a suspension for the cross check to Dalene. I didn't see a lot of Leafs fans.
You want to know why Bettman hasn't addressed it?
No, wait, stop.
Because he doesn't care.
I'm not finished.
I just wanted you to know that.
I know that he doesn't care. But there was a lot of people saying, I didn't see a lot of people saying that Matthews didn't deserve a suspension. It was he doesn't deserve a suspension based on the precedent that Department of Player Safety has been set, which is the 23 true. Cross checks before Matthews that were to the head and sometimes even worse than Matthews were $5,000 to $15,000 fines.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
the arguments, but like it is true. Like I hate people going, it is factual. Like that never, especially for a guy that was fucking. Like never has been suspended before, Lady Bing.
Dude, he's the Lady Bing like candidate every year.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you guys are gonna say because it's because of Toronto hate.
He should get a 2-game suspension.
There you go. I'm not arguing that.
There you go. And I think it's because he's Toronto that he started it because Toronto is such a big market that more people saw it. And more people are like, holy fuck, in hockey, they're getting sticks to the head at two hands.
I don't think so. The other thing is, he definitely didn't mean to do that. He meant to cross-check him in the shoulder, and it slipped up. I am going to give him the benefit of the doubt there.
Yeah. But anyway, like it hit him in the
matter.
Face.
It doesn't matter. He hit him in the face anyway, so he got suspended.
Marcus Foligno was suspended for kneeing a player. I think he just got a suspension for kneeing a player.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
2 weeks later, he kneed a player again and got a $5,000 fine.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
Right?
The entire department makes no sense.
That same night, Jonathan Huberdeau.
It is a problem. Star player, it's 100% problem.
Elbowed a player in the face.
Oh, yeah. This is another bad take, Martinhead.
Did anybody even bat an eye at that? Did anybody call for his head?
Whoa. I didn't talk about that hit. Like, I was... I literally said in a big long message to you, I was like, elbows and using a stick as a weapon are two different things.
I think more players have been injured from an elbow to the head than a cross.
It might be one of the dumbest things you've ever said.
Why? You're using a weapon. We in law make using a weapon worse than using your fists.
Your weapons can be a fist, or your fist can be a weapon.
But for most people, a weapon adds to their strength.
Yeah,
Martin is
right in the sense that, like if you just look at it from like outside,
and
if you rob someone with a baseball bat versus you rob them just without anything, it's a different level.
I'm gonna beat you up, or give me all your money, or I'm going to beat you with this bat, or give me all your money.
I think it's a little bit different to call a cross check to a face a weapon versus, hey, this guy took a skate to a guy's face as a weapon. That makes more sense. Calling a cross check an abuse of a weapon is ridiculous.
I mean, when you like make a kicking motion at people and stuff. That's yeah. Like, we've had that.
Matt Cook have done that. Matt Cook lifts his ankle.
Yeah, that's way worse.
I agree, but I'm saying
he literally broke Eric Carlson.
I don't think a cross check is the same as a weapon. Like maybe if you did a full hand slash like Chris Simon did, that's a weapon.
A cross check is definitely using.
Oh
a
my
weapon.
God! Shut up!
No, I think Martin's right on that. I do agree with that. That I think it is a little different if you're using a stick versus you're using.
You think a cross check is a weapon? Weaponary use.
It's using a part that's not your body. It's using an unnatural thing to cause damage to somebody else. That's what it is.
What if I shot a puck at someone?
Elbow to the head.
Yeah. If I shot a puck at someone, is that a weapon?
I saw the Huberdeau one. It definitely
deserved
suspension. Yeah, for sure.
But it got nothing.
I'm not arguing that it doesn't make sense. I'm just saying using your stick as a weapon is bad.
So Luke, here's my question. Okay. Every Department of Player Safety suspension comes along with a video explaining the rationale for it. Is that changing anything?
No.
I haven't watched any of them, to be honest.
They thought it would, and they said it would, and it didn't do shit.
It did when Brendan Shanahan was there.
I will always say, Brendan Shanahan, and I've said this so many times, when Brendan Shanahan ran the Department of Player Safety, players were getting suspended all the time. And then the owner said, whoa, this is too much. Stop suspending them. And that's why it changed again.
So, Ty, and I'll come back to you at the same thing, is the videos worked for a while when they were done correctly. Why wouldn't that, if the ref media was done correctly, why wouldn't it work?
Because they're not going to do it correctly.
The NHL has proven and shown they don't do.
I don't really think the NHL owners care about the refs, though, as much as their own asset. I think there would be less complaining.
They don't want their players to get suspended. There would be more suspensions.
We're not talking about the Department of Player Safety now. We're talking about the refs.
Yeah.
I don't think the refs give – the refs or the owners don't give a shit about the refs.
I don't think owners give a shit if the refs call more penalties or not.
Yeah.
I think they do. Like the player, then there's gonna be a whole bunch more. People are gonna complain that.
You get, everyone wants to see more power plays. Everyone wants to see more.
Not Gary Bettman.
I mean, everyone except him apparently, but yeah.
All I'm saying is, I think it's completely different equivalency there. I think the owners don't care about.
Anyway,
the refs.
This is my close to my hard cutoff, so I don't want to start a new topic. So if you want to keep talking, I'm good. I'm gonna drop out quick then.
The only other thing I was going to say was Eichel, because I think that was interesting. It doesn't have to be a quick or it doesn't have to be a long one. Okay. Eichel's comments about Buffalo saying it was never that loud when I was there.
Yeah,
that was some pretty petty ass shit.
I like that.
Was
that.
Petty,
but I'm a petty person. I'm a petty ass person, so I love
it. But it's also not petty because he left Buffalo for very, very good reasons. And if Buffalo fans don't understand that, fuck them. Like, honestly, and that's how probably he feels. Because he left because they wouldn't let him do this thing, and this other team would. There it is.
Yeah. Yeah,
you want to talk about freedom? And a lot of these Buffalo fans that booed him probably agree with the freedom. Buffalo wouldn't let him do something, and it's freedom. There you go.
I think it's funny, but then now he's at Vegas and they have absolutely tanked their playoff chances.
It does seem petty when you lose.
Yeah.
Of course.
But honestly though, the Buffalo franchise did fail Jack Eichel because they got him. They tanked for him, got a borderline franchise center, elite player, and they couldn't improve the team around him at all.
Yeah.
And it's just been failure after failure. How many coaches and GMs did they go through in Jack Eichel's tenure?
Vegas is failing too. So really.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is it an Eichel problem?
Eichel the problem.
Let's leave it at that and call it a night for me at least.
Okay.
You can keep going.
Sounds
good. Care, but
Eric's got to go
party. Martin did want to talk quickly about the San Jose thing.
Whatever. Martin, who is it? Is it that Jacob Middleton guy? Is that who it is?
Oh, we can talk about it after he gets moved.
Yeah,
that would be funny.
Okay. Whatever. I don't know. I don't even know who you were talking about.
We'll talk full trade deadline breakdown.
Anymore. Yeah, we'll do full trade deadline breakdown.
But it's Middleton or something.
Yeah, Jacob Middleton.
Just
for who's now demanding a second round. We'll see if he gets a second round next week.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Anyways,
talk to
see you
later.
Next week, folks.
Love you, boys. Bye.
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 Love you too, I guess.
Stop.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this week's episode. We love and appreciate each listener that sticks around to the end. With that comes reminders to leave a review, press follow on those streaming platforms, and make sure to head over to Instagram to follow Talking Hockey. We're on the road to 30K, and we can't wait to continue to build our audience. Luke, Eric, Ty, and Martin signing off. We'll see you all next week.